Kitty, I'm home. Hugs. Hugs, please. Can I hug you? Just be cute if I hug you. Okay, that's a sounding yes then. Oh, I missed you. I missed you so much. Every second of work, I was thinking about you. About how cute you are. About how the 3,000 pictures of you on my phone just don't do your adorable little ears and tails justice. I was thinking about how much I wanted to hug you and nuzzle you and give you lots and lots of kisses on the cheek. Which I think I'll do right now, if you don't mind. I love you. Are you hungry? Do you want me to make you something? I'll make you anything you want. What do you want? Chicken? Turkey? And not to be the stereotypical, but I could also make you fish if you'd like that. I'll get you anything you want. I would serve you my own flesh if that's what you wanted. Although, I probably wouldn't taste very good. I'd probably just taste like an addict. As in, someone who's hopelessly addicted to how cute you are. Look at you. You're so cute, you're gonna give me a heart attack. How can something be so cute and be so dastardly diabolical? You have 9 lives, and you're gonna take my one with the overwhelming cuteness? Oh well. I can't think of a better way to go than dying of your cuteness. Please, my darling. Before your cuteness kills me, grant me one final piece of wisdom. Please, I have to know. Tell me, who is the cutest in the world? No, not me. It's you, cutie. And if anyone says they're cuter, I'll gladly remove them from this world that they soil. But anyway, so, how was your day, sweetheart? I hope I made it better by coming home. That's good. I always want to make your day better. You do the same for me, after all. So, I missed you. I'm pretty sure I told you that already. It's what I say every time, so I can't imagine I didn't. But I wanted to ask, did you miss me too, Kitty? Oh, that's so sweet of you. You're not just adorable, but super sweet too. What don't you have? Other than the right to leave the house without me. But other than that, what don't you have? You've got it all, cutie. You've got cuteness, sweetness, a tracker. You've got everything. You know, even though I was at work every chance I got, I made sure to check up on you on the cameras. I know it doesn't have to be said, but you were looking very cute. Well, it does have to be said, because your immense cuteness deserves to be stated. But it's obvious even if I don't say it, is what I meant. And I said you were looking very cute, but you still look cute currently as well. Of course. Obviously. You were looking outside a lot. Did you want to go out? We can go out, but you can't leave my side. You can't go out by yourself. You're too cute. If the creeps out there see you, they'll try to kidnap you the first chance they get. And we can't have that. I'll be buried 6 feet under cold, hard ground before I'll let anyone touch a single hair on your adorable, perfect little head. No, not even barbers. I can take care of that for you. But like I said, no going out without me, okay, kitty? You get snatched up. I snatch you up first, fair and square. No one else get that privilege. Now, did you want to go out for a walk? No? You're so sweet. Are you saying that just so I don't have to worry about people trying to kidnap you? Just so I don't have to fight people off with a flamethrower? Thank you so much for thinking about me, kitty. I love you. I love you so much. I love you so much that I'd love you even if you weren't cute. Which is crazy for me to say, I know. Because how could a cutie like you possibly be anything less than the cutest kitty cat in the entire world? I love you more than just that, my darling love. I love how well behaved you are. I love how you just trust me with your safety. It's not easy to trust a person, which is why it means so much to me that you trust me. If I tell you something is dangerous, so get away from it and come close to me. You don't argue, and you just obey, and that touches me deep within my heart. Now I know I can be obsessive with the urge to protect you at times, and I assume you think so too. But that doesn't change what I said. Besides, so what if I'm excessive? Better safe than sorry. Especially when I'm protecting the most precious thing in the entire world. You. My darling little cinnamon bun. I love how clingy you can be with me sometimes. And how much you're okay with me being clingy with you. Like when we're cuddling in bed as we drive off to sleep. I like your reaction when I hug you. Especially when I'm hugging you and then I suddenly hug you even tighter. It's very cute. But like I said, I love you more than just your cuteness. I love you for your everything. Because you are my everything. Of course, that's not to say you aren't incredibly, ridiculously, unbelievably cute, kitty. Because you are. If I opened up a dictionary and look under the word cute, I'm sure it would be a picture of you. Then I'd have to find whoever made that dictionary and interrogate them to figure out where they got that picture of you from. But you don't have to worry about that, kitty. You can leave all that stuff to me. Okay, cutie? You can just focus on being incredibly adorable. I see you already are. So cute. You're such a lovely, lovable little kitten. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. I'm so glad I have you by my side. I'm so glad I have you in my life. You're the perfect thing to come home to. And do you know what else you're perfect for, kitty? Scooching behind the ears. Can I scooch you behind your ears a little? Thank you so much, sweetie. And I won't wait any longer. How does that feel, baby? Good. That's good. Because you deserve the best, kitty. Only the best scooches for the best kitty in the whole wide world. Random thought. But you know how they say Nekos have 9 lives? It got me thinking. If that's true, I would want you to spend all 9 of them with me. Do you think that's unreasonable of me to ask? I can't imagine letting you spend your life with anyone else instead of me. My life was a blur before you, kitty. You finally gave me something to look forward to. I know I said it already, but I love coming home to you. I only say it so much because it's so internalized. Because it's such a core part of myself. I love coming home to your little puppy dog eyes. That might be a weird thing to say for a Neko, though. Kitty cat eyes? Is that a term? Kitten eyes? I don't know. I'm sure there's one I'm forgetting here. But the point is your eyes and your expressions are supremely cute and precious. And I also love coming home and getting to talk to you. I really like talking to you. It can be about anything, really. Or nothing at all. I just like getting attention from you. I know from your side, it might just look like I'm the one giving you attention, but it goes both ways in this case, and I like it when you look at me. I love your little feline eyes. I love getting home and being able to tell you I love you. And by the way, I want to love you for all of your 9 lives. Is that too much to ask for? I just want to be with you forever. And forever is a very long time. I know. But I'm certain that I want to be with you forever. Who's gonna spoil you without me around? Who's gonna tell you how cute and adorable and precious you are? Which you are, by the way, cutie. And I want to tell you that every day. So I'll keep you every day. You're mine. You're my kitty. I'm keeping you forever. I don't care what the world or fate has to say about that. I'll love you forever. Okay. Even after all this time, I still love you just as much as the day I met you. And on the day I met you, I loved you very, very much. It's weird. Before, I never figured love at first sight would be real. But when I met you, I knew at first sight that I would kill or die for you. Sorry if the conversation took a dark turn. But whatever. Let's not brood. There's a lot for us to be happy about, I think. Because I have you. And you have me. Now, come on. You still didn't tell me if you wanted me to make you anything to eat. I'll make you anything. Because you're my cute, cute, one of a kind.